Blackstone Publishing presents Read and Gone, A Haunted Library Mystery by Allison Brooke. This book is read by Mia Gaskin. For my dear friends and fellow mystery writers, the Plot Hatchers. Krista Davis, Daryl Gerber, Peg Cochran, Kay George, Ginger Bolton, and Lori Cass. We've been together more than 15 years, plotting books and sharing the good times and the bad. I love you all. Chapter 1. I glanced around my cottage at the 30 or so guests laughing and chatting and grinned. My party's a success. They're all having a great time. Judging by the bulging plastic bag of discarded paper plates, it was time to serve dessert. I was on my way to the kitchen to instruct Mrs. C. to put out coffee and tea when I felt a tug on my pants leg.
"Cousin Carrie, this is the bestest party. I ate sushi and lasagna and lots of other things."
I smiled at my cousin's 4-year-old daughter, with whom I shared a secret.
"I hope you left room for dessert, Tacy."
"We're going to sing Happy Birthday."
She shot me a piercing look.
"Everyone will know how old you are."
I winced. "Pretty old, huh?"
"Uh-huh. You're 30.
I found Mrs. C., efficient as ever, covering a platter of leftover deli meats with plastic wrap. Eager to help, I removed a chocolate cake from its box and placed it on a plate.
"I'll take care of that, Carrie. You return to your celebration,"
she instructed in her Scottish brogue.
Great Aunt Harriet hurried into the kitchen, wearing an expression of dismay.
"Carrie, dear, I thought I'd packed everything so carefully, but I left the milk at home. Our car's blocked in, so Bosco can't get out to buy some for our coffee."
I'd consumed enough wine not to worry about such trivialities.
"There's at least a cup of milk in the fridge."
"That won't be enough. What will we do?"
I felt an arm wrap around my shoulders and breathed in Dylan's cologne before I turned to see him standing at my side.
"I have a container of milk at the house. I'll run out and get it."
"Thank you," I said, kissing him quickly.
"I won't be long."
He wouldn't be. Dylan was my landlord. His mansion, as I thought of his large, elegant house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?